is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. There's big, big news in the radio industry. We'll share some of it with you. It's pretty exciting for Free Talk Live. A little creative destruction going on out there. We'll explain. But your phone calls are the primary element of the program. And since you're already on the lines, we'll go to the phones and the fun. Let's start things out with Greg, listening in California. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. How are you today?
Just super, Greg. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to touch on something from the Alex Jones show earlier when he was going on about illegal immigration. And I have some specific firsthand experience with that that would absolutely confirm what he was saying.
Well, what was he saying?
A lot of contractors and so forth around California in various trades and whatnot have worked with immigrants from south of the border for a variety of reasons, but when he said they're above the law, he wasn't joking. I was once in operation with this one fellow by the name of Jose, who he had some issues, and he actually was pulled over by a CHP, completely drunk on hard liquor, driving a pickup truck, no driver's license, and they basically just said, shame on you, and let him go. Now, I had another friend who had a couple of beers at a bar, drove a block down the street, got pulled over by a local cop, and he ended up having to spend, I think at the end of the day, it was $14,000 plus a little time in jail for the DUI.
A friend of mine has told me similar situations out there in California, and what it draws up to my mind is that, the police that say that the side of the car say protect and serve, and that tends to fool people into believing that that might be true, but in fact they're really armed fundraisers for the government, and perhaps, like, this is just an idea, that perhaps the government has figured out that there's not a lot of money to glean from Mexicans who drive beat-up vehicles, so they generally let them go, whereas there's a lot more money to be gleaned from, say, white people that drive nicer cars. So they profile.
Yeah, I agree. That makes perfect sense. But just to, when Alex was talking about, the creation of chaos, the population explosion, strain on resources, all that is very true, and it makes a lot of sense around
here.
Well,
I don't know what all is very true. I mean, you're referencing
we're certainly
a
not
lot
a strain on resources as far as housing goes. I mean, there's a lot of houses sitting unoccupied at this time, and I mean, as far as resources like water and food, if there was a strain on them, the prices would go up.
I mean, more like public services such as health care. And, there are other things that are just kind of being under a lot of pressure here because of the influx of illegal immigrants.
When you say public services, you mean like government-provided
stuff?
Like
yes.
Welfare?
Well, that's a welfare problem. That's not an immigration problem. I mean,
right.
I'm of the opinion that we in this country, we have a government and welfare problem. We don't have an immigrant problem. Immigrants could very well save this country and this economy, whereas whether they're legal or illegal or from Mars, as long as they eat food, live in houses, and drive vehicles, I think that they could be the thing that actually gets America back on track.
The laws apply to all people that are in this country. And we've noticed, locally that's not the case in their case.
Well, that's because the government doesn't work for you.
That's
because the government doesn't work for you, Greg.
Dale, what were you trying to say there? You guys were cross-talking.
Yeah, sorry. I was just saying,
you
talked about the consumption aspect of immigration, but, of course, the important part is that they're producing.
Yeah, they produce
and working very hard for a living, so.
Greg, did you hang up? He did. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. It just bugs me when I hear people call other people illegal. And I realize that there's a lot of propaganda out there.
But there's a difference between people that are here in this country, have immigrated to this country legally, and people who have immigrated to this country illegally. I understand you don't like the term.
There's a difference in that one group of those people went and bowed down before their masters in the state, paid whatever extractions were demanded of them, jumped through whatever hoops were demanded of them. That's the difference.
It's a difference that only matters if you are a practicer of the religion of statism. If you're not of that religion, then it's just silliness. It's not a difference.
It doesn't matter to me whether those people are good or bad. I don't think that by breaking the rules that have been set up, the arduous, stupid rules that have been set up by the government, that those people are bad. However, I am not going to pretend like I don't know the difference, you know, because I do know the difference.
Well, I'm not pretending I don't know the difference. I know that there are other people who practice that religion who believe that. That's what I know, and that's the difference. Yep. I don't, and so it's silly to me. It's like arguing what color unicorns are.
So I know what the difference is. The difference is the people that didn't pay the government extractions and jumped through the government hoops are courageous. That's what the difference is. The rest of them, I don't blame the other ones for bowing down and kissing the boot of Master. I mean, I don't hold it against them necessarily, but it is not a courageous thing to do to go and apply for permission and wait and beg. There's no courage involved in that. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think it bears pointing out, though, I mean, you touched on it, Mark, that it's a welfare problem. People are – a lot of the objections that people have to so-called illegal immigrants is that they're a drain on the system. Well, the system's the problem. Right. The system.
You set up a stupid system. Because one has to ask themselves, like, here I am in New England. Why is it that – you know, why is it that I should have to pay for somebody – you know, welfare for somebody who's in San Diego, but I don't have to pay welfare on somebody who's across the border in Tijuana? You know, what difference does it make?
It's arbitrary.
Right. There are people in Canada that are closer to me than people in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Why shouldn't I have to pay for the people in Canada's health care, but I do have to pay for the health care of people in North Carolina? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Not at all. And so it's important to correct a lot of these misconceptions and misunderstandings, because really what the immigrants have become is essentially a group of people to put a bunch of blame on, to
yes.
point the finger at.
The economy stinks because these people are weighing down the system. No doubt. But the problem is that, you know, the people that the greatest generation or whomever, the baby boomers, let it happen. It's not the problem here isn't in this country people coming here, whether they're legal or illegal. The problem is the people who have run the country up to this point and the people who have let them do it up to this point.
Absolutely right. The only way to solve that problem is, it's not very easy.
No, it's not easy.
The best way to solve that problem would, I think, be to have a state declare independence, to secede from the Union and to open its borders and truly allow free people to cross borders, and, of course, abolish the welfare programs as well. That way, people that need help can just go to charities, and then the charities can decide who they want to help and on what circumstances and all of that, what criteria.
Well, there's the options of just not participating in the system. You can say, no. I don't want to pay for, welfare for illegal aliens.
And I don't want to pay for a border fence.
Whatever.
And I don't want to pay for helicopters and men in, you know, fatigue stopping people at checkpoints. I don't want to pay for that either.
Whatever the term, you know, the ones that are going to ultimately come door to door looking for illegal immigrants and go business to business, yeah. making sure you have your papers for all of the people who are
working. It's happening right now.
It absolutely is working. So, whatever it is you don't want to pay for, whether it's the welfare for the illegal immigrants or for the state crackdown on them, or whatever it is, why should you have to?
It's a state crackdown on everybody. I'd like to point that out. I mean, it's a crackdown on absolutely everyone. They've got border checkpoints that are happening within 50 to 100 miles away from the borders. Those are happening to absolutely everybody. And, of course, they're the actual border, on the border, bureaucrats that are stopping all kinds of vehicles and impeding the flow of commerce, impeding the economy. I mean, if people could just cross over borders freely, then imagine how much time that would save. If people didn't have to be stopped at all these checkpoints, imagine how many hours, man hours, would be saved.
What about all the terrorists with ticking bombs in their pants?
Well, that's just it. It's a multiple pronged enemy, right? I mean, we've got
you got illegals and terrorists.
Yeah.
Well, the point should be made, sure, that the same organization that's trying to guard the borders is the same organization that's running all over the world in 131 nations, 700 military bases on foreign land, occupying foreign soil, propping up tin pot dictators, kings, sheiks around the world. The kind of thing that America should absolutely be standing against,
yeah.
America chooses to enslave, I'm sorry, billions of people.
It's also the same organization that can't keep drugs out of its own prison, so the idea that you'll be able to keep human beings out of a 2,000-plus-mile or a couple of 1,000-plus-mile border.
America. Yeah, they're definitely not going to get the ones with bombs in their pants. I mean,
the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Just dial on in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a chat room. It's open all the time. Of course, best time to find people is during live show hours or very nearby those show hours. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com and get interactive. chat.freetalklive.com. And the 12-year process of public education has a dramatic effect on the mind of a child. When we enter school, many of our best personal attributes are already in place. We're curious, innovative, unique, creative, and hopeful in ways that many of us are rarely able to replicate throughout the rest of our lives. But over time, school sucks those natural gifts out of too many people and replaces them with predictability, obedience, and apathy. Oh, and it's also funded by theft. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. As we continue here, take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind, and then big news in the radio business. We'll tell you what that's all about here. First, though, Chris is in Texas. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Going on about the previous subject, man, I'm so sick of the immigration thing. Just let them in already. It's not worth all the money we're spending on everything.
Oh, man, the money has not even begun to be spent, really. I mean, if you listen to the proposals of the people that want to try to keep immigrants out of this country, it's just maddening.
Right. I mean, you're talking about blimps with heat-seeking machine guns on them. I mean, the whole thing.
It's underground electric fences somebody proposed recently.
And they think it's going to help the economy. You know, like spending all that money, they think it'll help the economy. And here's the thing about that is they will. They'll spend a bunch of money and it will stimulate certain sectors of the economy, but it will bleed everything through taxes and inflation. So everything will bleed, but we won't see that. That will be very discreet.
We'll see the unseen.
The stimulation part. We'll see the part they've stimulated very specific sectors of the economy, primarily the war machines.
You won't see the opportunity costs. You won't see what that money, however many billions of dollars it would have been or it will be. You won't see those billions of dollars being spent by the people that earned it. So therefore, it would be allocated correctly as opposed to allocated in politically correct ways.
Right.
I watched a pretty good movie. I think the name of it was Crossing Over a couple of months ago. It's just kind of a good look at a realistic look at how our immigration issues are going right now.
Was it a documentary or a fiction?
No. I think it was the movie theaters. I can't really remember who was in it or anything like that. But it had a couple of big name actors in it. That I'm pretty sure Crossing Over is the name of it.
But, so you're saying it was not a documentary? You mean?
No, it's not a documentary.
Okay.
No. Anyway, the reason that I called was kind of had a bone to pick with you. And the other day, you were picking on Ron Paul a little bit for his endorsement of another Texas congressman back down here. And the way that you told the story, now I've not seen the video, but the way that you described it was that they confronted him with it and they said, why did you endorse this guy? And he was honest about it. He said, well, I made a deal.
To his credit, he was honest about it. That's true. He said he was under an agreement with the Republican Party of Texas to endorse all of their candidates, regardless of how bad they are.
Well, just kind of to clarify a little bit, the whisperings that I've heard about that, I'd heard about that before you brought it up, and kind of the understanding here in Texas is that that was a trade-off for Republican support on his audit the Fed bill. And although it is kind of shoddy that he's, endorsing other people that may not be as liberty-minded as him, you do have to make some sacrifices to get the cause towards liberty advance. I mean, at some points, and I think a lot of the Ron Paul supporters are educated enough to when they hear somebody, you know, say another name, that they would go and do the research behind that person.
You think so? I don't think so. I don't think so.
And it's not just Ron Paul supporters that are going to get swayed by his endorsement.
Right.
You know?
Well, let's not forget that Ron Paul's endorsement to the Republican, really, what does that do? It may throw the vote in Texas, okay? Like, the Democrats going to get elected? What difference does it make?
What I hear from you, Chris, is this common excuse of, well, it's politics, so you got to compromise if you want to make things happen. And, you know, that is politics, and that's how it's always been. And color me you know, unconcerned about all of this. I mean, I just brought it out because I thought it was interesting that Mr. Ron Paul, who is normally very principled and is one of the, I think, more stand-up guys, had sold out and compromised himself. And I just thought it was an interesting example of that compromise to point out how it is that even people who are as principled as Ron Paul can't even stick to their principles.
Of course, then we pointed out shortly thereafter that you had in fact sold out from the very beginning by being on FCC licensed stations, not being able to say the F-bomb, things like that, and that everybody in their life really does have to make some level of compromise in order to get along.
Or even for the Free State Project. I mean, if just, let's say, Chris from Texas had 11,000 people that I could say could move tomorrow, and all you had to do was say, hey, I'm a good guy on the air one time, I mean, it'd be worth it, wouldn't it?
I don't know. Are they a good 11,000 people? I don't know.
They're good, solid libertarian activists that, you know, haven't heard about it yet, and they're all behind
me. We're splitting hairs now. I admitted that that was a valid critique of myself on this show. Yes, we play by the rules so we can get the word of freedom out a little bit further. But it's still as much of a valid critique about Ron Paul.
I don't think occasionally being able to drop the F-bomb is it's not that big of a sacrifice.
Nor is endorsing the Republican in Texas.
Well, it's not that's a lie. Because he doesn't really, like, endorse him. I mean, he's, like, doing it, you know, he's going through the motions. But, it's really kind of a big
sure,
lie.
But, you know, if the word that I'm thinking to myself is the F-bomb.
I mean, I don't care.
The word that
I don't care, really. It's politics to me. It's just a big game that
it
people
is.
Play to feel like
it
they're doing something.
It is a big game. Absolutely. And if you don't think it's if you don't play it like it's a game, you're going to lose.
Well, I don't
but
play it at
if
all
the real
because
word, wait, Dale, I want to point out about this lying thing. If the real word I'm thinking is the F-bomb, but the word that I say is fidgewidgets, I've lied. You understand? Like, I haven't spoken my highest truth. And so Ron Paul, by endorsing this candidate, hasn't spoken his highest truth. Maybe he has.
Well, there's a pretty big difference.
You know,
I'd consider myself out when
paraphrasing
I see him giving the guy
out
on the campaign trail. I mean, that's more of a, you know, walking next to him and holding his hand through the thing saying, look, I'm Ron Paul, vote for this guy, which he's not doing that.
Fair enough. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, that's it. You guys have a good night.
I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just, I brought it up as an example of how easy it is for people to be compromised in the game of politics.
And what you didn't realize is you don't mess with Texas, because those people take their politics real serious down there.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, you know, that's not like the first time. I still remember being, at this point I'd already stopped playing the politics game, but I still remember when there were commercials by the Ron Paul campaign showing the wetback swimming across the rivers and climbing fences, and you know, just we were just talking about the immigration issue, and he was fear mongering about immigration and how we needed to crack down.
The toll free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Ulbrich for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including our Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan for free, of course, over at facebook.freetalklive.com. And I want to tell you about the Liberty Forum. It's coming up in March, the 18th through the 21st. It's going to be happening in Nashua, New Hampshire at the Crown Plaza Hotel, where it has been held the last couple of years.
And nice venue.
It's a great venue, and it's a great event. Gathering
the hotel
together,
rooms aren't terribly expensive either,
considering how fancy the hotel is.
Yeah, I mean, like, it could be in another city, it'd be a lot more.
Absolutely.
And I should add that no hot young guys have contacted me yet about splitting my room. So.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know.
Me either, thank God.
Dale at Free Talk.
Knows what you're talking about.
They can get in touch with you at Dale at freetalklive.com if they want to. So you can go to the Liberty Forum and gather with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are going to come together for the entire weekend and enjoy each other's company and see different speeches and panel discussions and things like that. It's a convention-y style atmosphere. It's very different from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the Free State Project's summertime gathering, which happens out in the woods. But the Liberty Forum, more it's not suit and tie necessarily, But it's a convention style thing. Though afterwards, after the after hours parties are.
I'm glad you added that, because a lot of people, when you say convention, they're going to picture this kind of stuffy thing with meetings. It's, I mean, first of all, even the meetings they're not meetings, like the speaker events and stuff are very lively and fun. But even after that, the important thing is there's parties, there's other stuff going on besides the speaker events. There's actually quite a lot going on, and a good chance to explore the area up in here in New Hampshire, meet people and things like that.
Absolutely, it was a really good time. Every time I've been, I've really enjoyed myself. So head on over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about what's happening this year. You get the list of speakers. I know that Andrew Napolitano is going to be there. They call him the judge. He's going to be one of the keynote speakers, and I think that the other two keynotes are yet to be announced, but we'll let you know as soon as we hear about them.
I've heard a hint on one of them, but I'm not 100% sure at this point. All I know is mass election.
Okay, there's no point in speculating. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we continue, we'll take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Going to Rich in Connecticut. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Another Rich. Illegal immigration call. Sorry about that.
Oh, no. Don't apologize. What's on your mind tonight?
You guys came from Florida. You moved to New Hampshire. I'm a former Southern California guy. I moved to Connecticut. I'm also a Free State Project member, just ready to buy real estate, especially in this market.
That's great.
I actually have my eye on a place right now. I think you guys are putting the proverbial cart in front of the horse. I'm not against immigration, but you guys seem to be all game for it before we put some controls on the welfare process, and that's what concerns me.
This is a common process of reasoning by people that are sort of, liberty-oriented in general, but concerned about immigration. The idea that, I like the idea of immigration, but we just need to take care of this welfare problem first. In the meantime, we need to build a fence and put machine guns up and stop these people from coming here.
Right. There's 20 million immigrants in this country. You understand that, right?
Absolutely. 25, maybe.
Right. And so nothing's stopping them from coming. So do you propose that we stop them from coming and then, spend the whatever three to five years that it takes to get whatever political process to make that happen, especially with, at this point, a Democratic House, Senate, and White House? Do you propose we push that way, or do you propose that we spend that that same political capital, as if either of these things is really going to happen? Because the people in Washington and big businesses don't want illegal immigration stopped, okay? And also the people in Washington and the people in big business don't want welfare and government programs and big government programs stopped. So the arguing back and forth on this issue, really, there is no point.
And more importantly, who are you punishing? I mean, why do you want to punish immigrants for, like Mark said, the welfare system that was put into place by the political process here. I mean, why? It's not their fault. I mean, they have every right to try and work hard for a living as anyone else.
I would break right into this country to work if that was the option that I had. I adopted a cat a couple of months ago, and I'm sitting on the floor right now. This is not my talking point, but I feed this cat because I adopted it. I want it here. But if 50 cats broke into my house and were eating and nobody told me I couldn't stop it from eating the food that I bought from the store at $7.99 a darn bag, I think I need to control the cat population before I talk about anything else.
I hear you, but why are you complaining about the brown people that are eating your food instead of the white people that are eating your food? Because there's a lot.
Brown? Have you met the Irish immigrants that have been breaking into the Boston metropolitan area?
Okay, but whether they're citizens or not, they're partaking of a welfare system that is the problem. And so it is still irrelevant to talk about whether they're immigrants or not when you're talking about the welfare system.
Right,
control certain people and not others. That's
how?
What's bothering me about.
Go ahead and run us some ideas by me, because I've heard them all before. Give me something fresh. How are you going to control them?
Invite the nurses, invite the doctors, invite the top radio talk show hosts, invite all the people who can come here and prosper and add something to the business. If I had lung cancer and I'm from Guam. Guam's an American territory, sorry. If I'm from Thailand, I might want to move here to get some free medical care to take care of my lung cancer. that's probably not the guy we want to invite in to pay for his expenses.
You didn't
invite
answer my question.
Invite the nurse from India who has some skills who can contribute something and join the party.
You have not answered my question. I asked you, how do you want to control them? You said, I want to send out some invitations. And that doesn't answer the question about how you want to control people.
It's a fence, Ian.
It's
build a fence.
It's not.
You really serious with me? You serious?
I'm
you want
absolutely.
To build a fence?
Gentlemen, I know you're from Florida. I'm from Southern California. I've seen the fence. I've lived there. I've been there. Yeah, you build the fence.
Well, okay. But, you know, they have tunnels under the fence, right? And I think that even a more impressive structure or a thing that is in the way is this: after Mexico, the second largest country where illegal immigration occurs from is China. Are you going to build a fence bigger than the Pacific Ocean?
No, but I suggest we control our ports.
Well, wait a minute. You can't land a boat at other places than a port? I mean, how hard is it to just dock on a beach somewhere for a moment and let some people out?
And what about when someone comes here, presumably on vacation, and just doesn't leave? What are you going to do about that?
Happens all the time, gentlemen. If you're asking me if it can be completely controlled, no. If you're asking me if we can control 20 million people in coming into this country, yeah, I think we'd have a little bit of control over that, guys.
Well, a little bit. They could make it worse, right? It's already bad the way that the way that these controls are used against businesses, the way that they mess with the marketplace, the way that they disallow people to get lower prices because of lower labor. They already mess with that by employing a bunch of bureaucrats who provide nothing to the actual economy. And if you really want to talk about these cats that have broken into your house and eating all your food, you have to remember that these cats, economically, there isn't any real definitive numbers as to whether or not these cats, in fact, provide to the economy or suck off of it. Admittedly, some are a net loss, but some are a net gain. And when you look at illegal immigration, and it's hard to get these numbers. These people have homes, they have cars, they eat food, and all of that, and they buy things.
And they work.
And so work really a lot of them do suck off the system, admittedly, but there's no good, firm numbers that say one way or the other as to whether these people are a net loss or a net gain.
And that's
Mark, I will take exception to that, if you don't mind. My family's in the contracting business in Southern California. We played by the rules, and we lost something awful because we played by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my beef with this, guys.
Well, stop playing by the rules.
Yeah.
You want to get ahead, you don't play by the rules.
Yeah.
Look, here's what's really the most disturbing. The most disturbing part about your call is that you don't understand, apparently, and I hope you come to understand this someday, that if you want to control others, you'll only inevitably find yourself controlled. You're never going to be free with the attitude that you have towards other people and their freedom. Thank you for the call, and good luck. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Even in a down economy, there are businesses and individuals who are booming. Efrain Taylor, a self-made millionaire CEO who's been featured on Fox News, CNN, and more, is looking for people like you who want to succeed with him in his newest venture and make money, guaranteed. You don't need tens of thousands of dollars to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime cash-generating opportunity, and you're guaranteed to generate easy cash or your money back. How much? Up to $11,000 per month or more, every month. It's not stock-based, real estate, franchise vending machine, or ATMs, and it's not multi-level, but a real business with real people and a proven concept. So proven, it's profitable in over 3,000 locations nationwide. So join Efrain Taylor and his cash-generating sweepstakes machines and get a guaranteed income. The path has been paved, but there are only 1,000 of these incredible money-making opportunities available. So call 1-888-59-SWEEP. That's 1-888-59-SWEEP. 1-888-597-9337. Call now.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale. And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is where you go. All the features there are completely free. The brand new FTL 2.0 website. Free for you. FreeTalkLive.com.
And HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name, whether you want to personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. You can let the experts at HostGator.com host you. If you use the code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, when you sign up at HostGator.com, you'll receive the first month completely free. It's HostGator.com, code FTL.
Again, the toll-free number here for you to bring up anything is 800-259-9231. We just got off the phone with Rich in Connecticut, and for me, it's sad to listen to callers like Rich, because I hear myself in his call. When I first got into the Liberty Movement and I took the world's smallest political quiz for the first time, which you can take for yourself over at I believe quiz.freetalklive.com, it's put out by the good folks over the Advocates for Self-Government, and it is a quick 10-question quiz that depending on how you answer, it will chart. You can chart yourself, and it'll tell you, are you a libertarian, a conservative, a liberal, or an authoritarian? And I scored, I think it was an 80. I either answered maybe or no on the immigration question, as far as, you know, should immigrants be able to cross borders freely, essentially, was what the question was. And I don't even know if it's still on the quiz these days. I think they actually took it off the quiz for whatever reason. But the original,
it's a very divisive question.
Yeah, the original,
even in the Liberty Movement.
So I saw that, and I every other question I'd answered yes, and so I almost scored to the top of the libertarian quadrant on that quiz, and I thought to myself, well, what am I doing wrong here? I mean, I believe that, you know, I signed this statement that said I don't support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. And I thought to myself, well, clearly I have the inappropriate position on this and I need to learn more about it. And so I set about learning more about the immigration issue. And now I'm here where I am today. And that is, I understand that all human people are human beings and they deserve to be treated equally. And that doesn't mean they should be oppressed equally. They should be equally free. And that means that they should be free to cross arbitrary lines in the sand called borders.
Right. Well, even if you believe that borders are sacrosanct or whatever they are, you know, it's still aggression against me. Now, this has never been an issue for me. I've always felt that people from other countries are extraordinarily valuable to this economy. That, in fact, it's the slothful, lazy Americans that are unwilling to do so much of the work around here that are the problem. I think we'd be a heck of a lot better off, you know, if we kicked out some Americans and you know, traded them for some of the productive illegal aliens.
Well, you have to understand, I was fresh out of government school, and you know, when sure. I held that position.
So
hey, I was a Republican, so I know what you're talking about.
The point the point here is I want to let these people in, and you, who if you support this this sort of aggression, you support taking money from me at the point of a gun, because mm-hmm. I'm going to go to jail if I don't pay these federal income taxes. You support taking that money from me so that you can keep the people out that I want to let in. And that's wrong.
It's more like so you can have your little fantasy program where you get to tell yourself that you're actually doing something
right.
about
there's
them.
There's no way to keep them. There's no way to keep them out.
Well, you know, actually, let's be fair. If they spend enough money and made an atrocious police state, and it already is a police state, but if it just gets worse and worse and worse to the point where the immigrants just decide, yeah, you know, I'll just stay here in Guatemala.
You can start asking everyone for papers everywhere we go.
Yeah.
And you can catch the immigrants that way. They won't be able to function. We'll just, you know, papers.
The economy
please,
won't function either.
You go.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure. It'll look like the TSA line at the grocery checkout. It'll look at the TSA line at the stoplights because they'll have to do, car to car searches. It'll be TSA lines everywhere.
Especially
that'll
anytime
be awesome.
You go from like one city to another,
Mark.
Especially across state borders and things like that.
Hey, whatever it takes to stop these people from taking welfare.
But you see, the point is the point that I tried to make, and I the gentleman Greg who called
Rich.
In had it. Rich, I thought it was Greg.
Actually, there've been a few.
Okay, he had an anecdotal story about what happened to his family playing by the rules in California. And I understand.
Yeah.
It's hard when you play by the stupid government rules.
That's
They're
right.
Bad rules. And when
nothing good about playing by the rules.
The Nazis that played by the rules got lined up at Nuremberg and shot.
What's
okay,
good?
So there's nothing good about playing by the rules.
Right. What's good is treating people well and being honest
right.
in
those
your dealings.
Those are the rules of tyrants, and disobeying the rules of tyrants is a very good thing to do.
Absolutely.
And I should point out that I think I phrased it badly when I asked Rich, you know, well, what about the white people versus the brown people? And he pointed out, well, there's other immigrants that are white, and I should have said, and I'm not calling him racist. I don't really think he is racist. And I should have pointed out, you know, what about citizens versus non-citizens? Why is it okay for citizens to steal from me, but not these other people? I don't see that as any difference. Obviously, to me, it's again arguing over the color of unicorns.
Well, the recipients of the welfare aren't doing the stealing. The recipients
right.
are just taking advantage of
that's
a program
true.
Offered to them by the criminals who are actually doing the stealing.
Yes,
that's a good point. But the point is, why are you worried about benefiting these particular people versus these others? And you know, that kind of gets down at the root of it, is that you see the status that this person has by virtue of having been knighted by the system as a citizen, and versus these other people. Who they weren't born in the right place, you know. Call it a race thing, but that, you know, they weren't born in the right place, you know.
Well, it's not fair to just to say that somehow the immigrant issue doesn't smack of racism, okay?
Oh, it does in many cases.
Right. It may.
Here's
right,
the point
may
out,
not,
Rich didn't. Rich
no,
didn't
I was not. I have. I mean, I was not. I held the same position that Rich does now, and it was not right. racially motivated. I can right. tell you that much.
Rich.
So
has,
it doesn't for a lot of people.
Rich has the same position that a bigot does. Right. It may not be that he's a bigot, yeah. but I mean, like, and where, you know, where does
he's in that company?
It's right, not motivated.
That's
by
not
that.
Where I want to be. Personally.
Right. It's not motivated by that for him, but it, you're right. He's here in the company.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, a bigot may say we need to get rid of all them Mexicans, and but that's the first off. Who's going to be the officer that's out there looking for him? Are they going to profile? Are they going to really be looking for that Irish immigrant or the right. Canadian immigrant? Even harder to find. No, they're not. They're going to be looking for the people that are most likely to be illegal.
Does border checks ask people, are you a citizen? You know, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yeah.
And if you look white and say yes, they're not going to check things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, they're of course they're profiling.
Toll free number.
How else will they do it?
800-259-9231. Let's continue. Frank is on the line in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. Frank in New York, going once. Frank in New York, going twice. Okay, let's try Conrad in North Dakota. Conrad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Gale, and Mark.
Hey, I've got actually one of those segues I've heard so much about. You guys are talking about bigots, and I want to defend Scott the Bigot.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Yes. Well, you know, let me first start off by saying when I started my philosophic journey, I was what you'd call a liberal, a leftist, a socialist. And I had to argue against a very good friend of mine who, as it turns out, was a neo-Nazi, someone very similar to Scott the Bigot. And it was through arguing with him that I realized, well, he's wrong, and I'm wrong, and I had to find a third way, and, you know, that was libertarianism, which eventually led to, you know, not a-statism. And so I'm actually very well-versed in the racist arguments, and I know a lot about them, and I know a lot about what Scott says, and I think that you guys might be just a little too hard on him.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you know, you come across as if there are no differences in race, but there are. I mean, I'm not saying that people should be judged on them based on that, but if I were to tell you that I knew this girl and she was beautiful and she had blonde hair and blue eyes, I guarantee you, you're thinking about a white woman, right? There are black people out there who have blonde hair and blue eyes.
I don't think anyone's denied
the majority
of different colors.
I'm sorry?
I don't think any of us have ever denied that there's different colors.
Black people are black
and stuff.
Well, right, but I mean, do you really think that the differences in race are only skin deep?
There's some other things like
medical
issues. There's some medical differences like sickle cell anemia and some things like that.
Well, don't you think that also maybe a propensity to save, a propensity maybe even to scheme, as Scott would probably say?
No way. Absolutely.
Race on race?
No. Look, race.
Wait.
You're making these broad generalizations like what you're saying is true. Now, scientists will say that there is, in fact, no such thing as race, and that race is something that somebody decides for themselves. And I have to ask you, I'm sitting here and I know that there's a portion of my ancestry that's Asian. Am I a white guy or am I an Asian guy?
We'll bring it back, Conrad. Hang on. 800-259-9231. We can continue this conversation here coming up in hour number two. And you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.